Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
It was a quiet Sunday evening on October 30th, 1938, until the broadcast of Orson Welles' now infamous radio play about an alien invasion.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars. The battle which took place tonight at Grover Mills has ended in one of the most startling defeats ever suffered by an army in modern times. 7,000 men armed with rifles and machine guns pitted against a single fighting machine of the invaders from Mars. 120 known survivors.
Despite announcements throughout the broadcast that the program was fictional, Springfieldians swamped the local newspaper's phones.
Hello, is this the Journal? Is it true? Are Martians invading?
The next day, papers here and elsewhere described the hysteria. The country was jittery with fears of a Second World War in Europe, and Welles' realistic play hit raw nerves. The Illinois State Register reported,
several hundred Springfield residents may never see or hear an actual air raid, but if they do, it will be old stuff. They went through their first real war scare last night as they listened to the War of the Worlds broadcast and shuddered in their chairs as they heard air raiders from Mars destroy a large part of New York City and spread death and destruction throughout the East Coast.
Callers hounded the Register's operator for details.
The telephone operator, well qualified to be a doubting Thomas by virtue of a number of years of denying false rumors, didn't take the situation seriously enough to satisfy some of the callers. When she told one person that there were no air raids and smiled out loud during the conversation, the excited party on the other end of the line waxed wrathy and declared there would be nothing to laugh about in a few minutes when the Raiders got to Springfield.
The Illinois State Journal's phones rang all night, too, according to its October 31st issue.
As the broadcast continued, calls increased and voices raised in pitch as the plausibility of the end of the world became a convincing possibility.
Hysteria was worse elsewhere. The Register reported that a Philadelphia woman tried suicide, saying she'd rather die by her own hand than the aliens. According to the Journal,
newspapers' switchboard operators quit saying hello. They merely plugged in and said, it's just a radio show.
The federal communications chairman demanded Welles' script and promised an investigation. An Iowa senator vowed to control, quote, radio abuses, according to the Journal. Orson Welles and Columbia Broadcasting System apologized for the unintended incident. But the day after the broadcast, Columbia said it might rerun the program because it had received, quote, a deluge of phone calls requesting it.